A former National Cabinet Minister has launched a blistering attack on the way the Crown has consulted with Māori over many years, saying the state would often just tell them what it was doing. Former Treaty Negotiations Minister Chris Finlayson made the comments at a seafood conference in Queenstown. Eric Frickberg was there.
Chris Finlayson focused his attack on the way his own government proposed to establish a massive 620,000 square kilometre ocean sanctuary around the Kermadec Islands. This would put a block on fishing in 15% of New Zealand's total exclusive economic zone in a huge stretch of ocean 1,000 kilometres northeast of New Zealand. The idea ground to a halt under his government and languished further under Labour. Mr Finlayson told his audience the way Māori were consulted over this was completely inadequate.
The Crown has so often failed to observe natural justice and the rule of law in dealings with Māori. And secondly, the Crown has failed to recognise and respect the property rights of Māori.
Mr Finlayson said the Kermadec consultation was inadequate. A quick phone call to Ngāti Kuri, the far north iwi, was not enough. Mr Finlayson said even his own cabinet wasn't properly consulted and Māori were hardly spoken to at all.
The Crown's heavily into consulting, but it's my experience over 9 years that even today that people see consultation as some kind of box-ticking exercise. And it's not good enough. Consultation does not mean informing someone of a result.
He went on to say the proposal for a fishing sanctuary in the Kermadec conflicted with the 1992 fishing settlement between Māori and the Crown. This gave Māori a share of future development rights in fishing, not just a share in the status quo. But when he asked officials at the Ministry for the Environment to explain their understanding of the 1992 settlement, they didn't really know what he was talking about. Mr Finlayson said a clear inference of this was that Māori property rights were inferior to Pākehā property rights.
The 1992 settlement was full and final, and the integrity of that settlement has to be safeguarded at all costs.
In response to this, the New Zealand First MP and Cabinet Minister Shane Jones says the Kermadec episode was a tawdry case of riding roughshod over people's rights.
Retaining the future potential of the Kermadec, not only for its environmental qualities but also for its economic potential, has to be at the centre. It's obvious that you can't have an answer to the Kermadec in the absence of significant Māori input.
At present, the Kermadec proposals appear to be going nowhere in Parliament. The Labour-led government has been prodded on this subject by the former Environment Minister Nick Smith, but has stayed largely silent in response. The Environment Minister David Parker fully backs Mr Finlayson's criticism of the lack of consultation ahead of former Prime Minister John Key's grand announcement on the international stage. Mr Parker agrees it's left a legacy of mistrust that this government is having to deal with.
We can't say we're going to take people's fishing quota rights off them or the value of a treaty settlement, pretend that they've left with fishing rights but set their allowable catch at zero and say you can go to court but you can't get a remedy. I mean, it really was beads and blankets, and I'm opposed to that.
Chris Finlayson retired from politics this year to return to the law, making it easier for him to speak out about the actions of the National Party when it was in power. From Queenstown for Checkpoint, Cor Eric Frickberg, 10A.